Blog Talk Radio.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adorned. So we lift up holy hands on one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, most gracious and heavenly Father, we do come with a grateful heart to say thank you for one more day that you have blessed us to rise, to shine, and to give your name all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. We confess every sin of omission and commission before you. We embrace the gifts of a brand new day. And Father, we rise and shine, ready to move forward in faith, thanking you for absolutely, absolutely, absolutely everything. Father, we commit this day into your hands, and we ask that you would unfold it according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We greet all of our first-time visitors around the globe. Thank you for being here on this special day. It's a special day because it's a day that God has made, and therefore we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name is worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to God. We have been talking about Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and hallelujah, his journey, amen, and how he launched his ministry. Glory be to God. After 40 days of prayer and fasting, and we have been spent some time in the fourth chapter of Luke, amen, just following his developments after the ministry was launched. And we saw that Jesus was always about good works. He was always about helping someone. He was always about preaching the word. Well, he was the word. Amen. He presented the word. Everywhere he went, he presented himself. Amen. The great I am that I am. The Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. The Bible tells us in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and he came into his own, and his own received him not. And then, beloved, amen, we see when, hallelujah, when the Word was presented, after Jesus presented himself, we see signs and wonders, amen, followed, amen, the Word of God. Hallelujah. And so this is when we study Jesus, glory be to God, and we see this is what Jesus was all about. He wasn't about games. He wasn't about playing church. He wasn't about chucking and jiving. He wasn't about wasting time, amen, but he was about the will of the Father, amen, the will of God for the glory of God. He helped so many people that Jesus helped. Glory be to God, miracles, people who couldn't see could see, people who couldn't hear could hear, people who couldn't walk could walk, people who was hungry wasn't hungry no more, people who was dead wasn't dead no more, amen, hallelujah. The word made the difference. The word always makes the difference, beloved, because the word of God is a two-edged, it's sharper than a two-edged sword. It pierces the dividing of sunder, soul and spirit, joint and marrow, it's the discerner of our thoughts and the intents of our hearts. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, beloved, amen, hallelujah. As we entered into our time of fasting and consecration, we had decreed and declared and declared and decreed that this was going to be the year of results. 2023 is the year of results. Amen. And so we believe God, hallelujah, for the year of results. Amen. And so what are we talking about? Amen. We're talking about getting the same results. Amen to Jesus, God. Can you imagine what it would be like to live a lifestyle, amen, where the same results that Jesus received, you received, glory be to God, hallelujah, the same glory, amen, hallelujah, the same situation, beloved. Well, I come to, amen, encourage you on this morning through the word of God, coming out of the book of St. John, chapter number 14, verse 12, St. John 14 and 12, and it reads like this. It says, most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. Beloved, this is the blessed word of God. This came straight out of the Bible, straight out of the book. I'm going to read it one more time. Maybe you're listening today and you're not familiar with the scriptures. Maybe you've never been familiar with this particular verse. So let me read it one more time. St. John 14 and 12. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, who believes in me. Do you believe in Jesus? Are you a believer? Yes, I'm a believer. Okay. He who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. He will do also. He will do also. And greater works. I want you to underline the word greater in your Bible. Don't be afraid to underline it. Don't be afraid to get a yellow marker, highlighter, and underline, amen, and greater works than these he will do. Why? Because I go to my Father. Amen. And but hallelujah. Thank God for the word. Thank God for the word, the whole word, nothing but the word. Hallelujah. Beloved, here we see that Jesus told us straight, in the Bible, in red. If it's in red in your Bible, that means these are the words that came out of Jesus' mouth. Jesus was not a liar. Amen. Hallelujah. He opened his mouth, the word came out. He opened his mouth, truth came out. He opened his mouth, power came out. He opened his mouth, revelation came out. Jesus opened his mouth and told us, you and me, you, everyone listening to me, that are born-again believers, prophesy to those of you who are not. He told us that if we believed in him, not believed in the political system, not believed in the lottery system, huh? Glory be to God. Not in the judicial system, but if we believed in him, if we believed in Jesus, he is the name, he is the authority, he is the power. If we believed in Jesus, we would do the same works that Jesus did. Now, some of us shake that off. Some of us really don't believe it. We don't believe it. We don't believe it. Oh, that was Jesus. Yeah, Jesus did. Jesus did. Yeah, Jesus did. And God said, you can do too. He said, not you're going to do some other works. He said here that you'll do the same works that he did. Glory be to God. Well, what was those works, beloved? Hallelujah. When we read in the book of Acts, chapter number 10, verse number 38, it tells us that Jesus went around doing good and healing all those who were oppressed of the devil. Jesus went around doing good, not starting trouble. He wasn't no troublemaker, causing ruckus. Some people, when you see them coming, amen, you try to duck and dodge because you know here cometh trouble. They hell raisers. They coming. They want to fight. They want to argue. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But Jesus went around doing good and healing all those who were oppressed of the devil. And beloved, if you read the Gospels, you readily see that healing was one of the great works that Jesus did. Healing was at the top of his agenda. I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. He was about healing. Jesus wouldn't allow nobody to be sick around him. And you got to go somewhere else with that. Not around him. Glory be to God. So my question to you this morning is this, beloved. First of all, my question is, are you a believer? Because I know some of you got to think about it. All right? And you need to think about it. If it's causing you to think about it, then you need to think. Are you a believer? And if your answer is yes, yes, I am a believer, then I come to tell you this morning that you qualify to do the same works as Jesus. Beloved, healing is for today, T-O-D-A-Y. And there are millions of people around the world, even in your neighborhood, even in your house, that need God's healing power. And you could pray for God to touch their lives. And you could stand up in your authority as a believer and touch them for yourself. You don't have to wait for the pastor, the bishop, the archbishop, amen, the evangelist. No, you can touch them. You, the believer. I'm just waiting for the apostle. I'm waiting. Why? Why are you waiting for the pastor? Why are you waiting for the apostle? Why are you waiting for the prophet? When you are a believer and the Spirit of God is in you, the truth is in you, the power is in you, you can go touch that sick person. You waiting for the doctor. Why are you waiting for the doctor when Jesus is the doctor and the Spirit of the doctor is in you? You can touch them. You can pray for them. You can heal them in Jesus' name. Beloved, don't ever think that you cannot do the works that Jesus did. Jesus tells us in our scripture this morning, and I want you to meditate on this scripture all day long. St. John chapter 14, verse 12. Tells us, glory be to God, hallelujah, that we can do the works that Jesus did. But you got to believe it. It's just not some words on paper. Jesus wasn't talking because Jesus didn't have nothing else to say, or he was bored, or liked to hear himself speaking. Why did Jesus say this, beloved? Because Jesus went to the Father so he could send us the Holy Spirit. This is why Jesus, amen, went. He said, I'm going to send you a comforter. And when Jesus sent the Holy Spirit, beloved, the Holy Spirit will help bring those things to pass. He will help bring everything to pass if you simply act on his word. Faith, acts like a thing is so, even though it's not so, to be so, because God said so. These works, beloved, are even part of the great commission that Jesus gave us. Most of us know the great commission. Amen. You read it, amen, in the last chapter of Matthew, the last two verses. Glory be to God. What? We are told to preach the gospel. And not only are we told to preach the gospel, we're told to demonstrate the gospel. And part of that demonstration is healing the sick.
Beloved, you're waiting to take your medicine. Okay, take your medicine. We know medicine has a part, amen, until we can get to the point where we can overcome that. But you're waiting on the medicine. You're waiting on the drugstore, amen. You're waiting on the doctor. You're waiting for them to refill your prescription. You're waiting on this. You're waiting on that. You're waiting on this. Glory be to God. When Jesus said, we have the power to heal the sick, the same works that Jesus did, we can do it, and we can do better. Jesus wouldn't be waiting for the delivery man to drop off no prescription. Jesus would have laid hands on them. When the delivery people got there with the prescription, the folks would have been healed. And he said, greater work shall we do. Beloved, we're falling into our comfort zone. We're not elevating our faith. We're not stretching our faith. We're living in mediocrity. We're living like the world is living. We're thinking like the world is thinking. We are not of this world. Glory be, we have to think higher. We have to make God's word valid. If God said it, we can do it. Do you believe it? Glory be to God. Beloved, you are not the Savior. Without a shadow of doubt, no, you are not Jesus. And you are not the healer. But I come to remind you this morning that the Savior and the healer is working in you, and the Savior and the healer is working through you. He's in you. God is in you. Know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God? Everywhere you go, he's in you. He's working through you. When you walk into the room with that sick person, hallelujah, Jesus just walked in. When you go into the hospital room, Jesus just walked in. Everywhere you go, Jesus just walked in. And now he's in you in the form of the Holy Spirit. Now he wants to work through you. Exercise your faith. He said, greater work shall you do. They dying. That ain't their time to die. Heal them. In Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Beloved, the Bible tells us this morning the same thing it told us yesterday, and the same thing it's going to tell us tomorrow. That you can do the same works that Jesus did, and you can get the same results. I don't know how to do it. They did it. They did that good. We see what other people do, and we are impressed with their results, and we're wondering, amen, okay, well, how do I get the same results? Why don't you just do the same works? Why don't you just do whatever they did? Why are you trying to complicate it? This is the year of results, beloved. This is the season of results. If we want the results that Jesus had, total victory, then let's just do the same thing Jesus did. Beloved, do you remember all those blind people that Jesus healed? Do you remember all the deaf people that Jesus healed? Do you remember all the lame people that Jesus healed? Do you remember the lepers? Remember the lepers that Jesus healed? Remember them? Remember all the dead people that Jesus raised, beloved? I come to tell you this morning, straight up, that you can do those same works if you just believe. If you just believe. Are you a believer? Are you a believer? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Do you want to walk like Jesus walked? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Do you want to give glory to the Father? Amen. Like Jesus gave glory to the Father. Do you want to live a life of the miraculous, not ordinary, but super ordinary? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not carnal, but spiritual. Walking in the spirit, living in faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Speaking to your circumstances. Speaking to the people around you. Depositing into their lives. Amen. Glory be to God. Other people being healed. Amen. Hallelujah. Because of the God in you. Glory be to God. Lives being changed because of the God in you. Living a life of results. Hallelujah. Result orientated. We want to be result orientated in the spirit. Because if we are result orientated in the spirit, amen, the natural, amen, will automatically follow. Beloved, as I close on this morning, I want you to repeat after me. I want you to repeat right now. I want you to open your mouth, open your heart. Glory be to God. And I want you to say, healing is for me. Healing is for me. It is not only for me to partake of. It is also for me to give away because I am a believer. I can do what Jesus did and get the very same results. Therefore, I will do the works of Jesus and I will get the very same results. Amen. Result orientated. Hallelujah. And to God be praise. We thank God for the word of God on this morning. We like to say happy, 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 happy Valentine's Day. Hallelujah to each and every one of you on today. Hallelujah. We have the love of God. Amen. Constantly displayed towards us. Amen. Hallelujah. Nothing can separate us from his love. No angels, no life or death or height or width. Glory be to God can separate us from the love that God has for us. And that's better than a box of candy and some flowers. That's better than a romantic dinner. Glory be to God. A night out on town. Hallelujah. Or whatever else you got in mind. Whatever your Valentine's represent to you, God is better than all that. Amen. Hallelujah. When you got Jesus, amen, you got the best Valentine that there is. There is nothing better. Amen, hallelujah. Happy Valentine's Day. Amen to you, and to you. We want to invite you, amen, to meet with us at the altar prayer today at 12 o'clock. Amen, Eastern time, and then back at 9 p.m. Amen, on today. Amen, tell somebody. You know what? This is a high suicidal rate. The suicide rate is very, very, very high. Amen. Around Valentine's Day, because people feel lonely. They feel depressed. Amen. They feel like they don't have the lover, a lover or the lover that they want. You know, and the society is so messed up. You know, they think it's all about, you know, sex. Oh, it's all about flowers. You know what I mean? They don't know. They don't know. Somebody called it Valentine's Day, and people go to any length, amen, on this day here. And it's a very high suicidal rate and season. And, beloved, this is our opportunity that as you go out today, let somebody know that Jesus is their Valentine. Hallelujah. If you're listening today, and you're looking for a Valentine, if you're listening today, glory be to God, and you don't know Jesus, if you're listening today and you want to know Jesus, let us, amen, offer you and introduce you, amen, to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. He has already given you his heart. Amen. He just needs you to receive it. Hallelujah. He just needs you to receive it. And then why don't you give him your heart? Oh, glory be to God. How do you do that? If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. Give Jesus your heart. And just repeat after me. Father, I confess all my sins before you. I ask that you would forgive me for all of them. I open my heart. I give Jesus my heart. I confess his lordship. Jesus is Lord. And I invite him to be my Savior, to forgive me for all of my sins, erase my name out of the book of death, save my soul, live in me and show me the way, and I will follow you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to live long enough to get to this moment. I tell the Lord yes. Amen. Amen and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Thank God for your salvation. Hallelujah. Angels are rejoicing, and so are we. Amen and amen. This is what you truly call a Valentine's Day. Because every day is Valentine's Day, because every day is the Lord's Day. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Everybody have a good day today. Amen. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation is already here. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord's willing, we'll be back with you again tomorrow morning. Same time, same place, same station. Giving God all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Amen. Hallelujah. Continue to accumulate your testimonies from our time of fasting. Amen. Because the one day this week, I'm not sure what day it's going to be yet. Amen. We're going to open up the lines. Amen. Hallelujah. And hear your testimonies of victory. Amen. Hallelujah. And results. Because remember, we are result orientated. Why? Because Jesus was. Hallelujah, my God. How the word works when you allow it. The word works when you work it. The word works. You get the same results using the same word, because the word always works and it never returns unto him void. Amen. How you like that? It's pretty good, ain't it? Amen. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Father God, we ask that you would order our steps and show us the way you would have us to go. Help us not to lean to our own understanding. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news today. Cancel tears. Cancel sorrow. Cancel devastation. Cancel premature death. Cancel it, Father. Accidents, incidents, calamities, even mechanical malfunctions. That it will not take root. It will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. We will not be afraid of the arrow by day, Father, and the terror by night. Protect us from home invasions, break-ins. Fires, gas explosions. Thank you, Father, for covering us. Father God, we pray for everyone in devastation around the world and any form of devastation, that the prison doors will be open, the chains will be broken, souls will be set free through faith in you. Father God, as we go forth beginning in our own lives, help us to speak healing in our own lives. God, we thank you for the medicine, but some of us are on too much medication, and it's time to be weaned off of that medication, because the medication has side effects. And a lot of other stuff that medicine has, Father. We're not here, amen, to preach on medicine today, Father God. Hallelujah. But Father God, we want to focus on the results. And help us not to be afraid to lay hands on somebody that you're telling us to lay hands on and appropriate faith for their healing. And we say thank you, Father, for the same results. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that we can get the same results if we do the same thing that Jesus did. And all he did was believe. And we say thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare that Jesus Christ is King of kings and Lord of lords. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is Lord and King. Amen and amen. Everybody have a lovely day, a beautiful day. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Meet you at the altar of prayer if we can. Amen. If you can't, send somebody else there. Glory be to God. And Lord's willing, we'll be back here, same place and station on tomorrow morning. Lord's willing, if the Lord's was willing. Enjoy your Valentine's Day. Hallelujah. No, it's not about having a lover. No, but know that Jesus is your lover. Know that Jesus is your lover. Hallelujah. And enjoy your day. God bless you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out.